Mass death expected in Gaza. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. That's the assessment of the United Nations, according to its global hunger monitoring tool known as IPC. UN says extreme food shortages in parts of Gaza have already exceeded famine levels, and now mass death is imminent. This comes as Israel prepares for a possible military invasion of the city of Rafah.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agreed to send a delegation to Washington to hear directly from the Biden administration about a possible military incursion into Rafah.
Our view is that there are ways for Israel to prevail in this conflict, to secure its long-term future, to end the terror threat from Gaza, and not smash into Rafah.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that Israeli team could arrive here later this week. President Biden has raised concerns about an invasion of Rafah, where more than a million Palestinian civilians are seeking shelter. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Attorneys for former President Trump told a New York appeals court Monday he has not been able to find an insurance company to underwrite a $464 million bond. He needs that bond before he can appeal the judgment against him in the New York civil fraud trial, where he was convicted of falsifying financial records. The Supreme Court seems skeptical about limiting government communications with social media sites.
What are the boundaries? That was the question as the nine justices debated whether social media companies blocked certain posts by private users under pressure from the federal government. A majority of conservative and liberal justices appeared reluctant to limit government contacts with big tech, provided it does not cross the constitutional line into coercion or retaliation.
Fox's David Spunt. And stocks kicked off the week with gains, the Dow up 76 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Former President Trump is not satisfied that the prosecutor stepped down in the Georgia election fraud case. He wants DA Fannie Willis tossed out as well.
Lawyers for former President Trump filing an emergency appeal against a judge's decision to allow Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis to remain on the case against him, calling for her and her entire office to be disqualified. This after a judge ruled she could stay on, but her former romantic partner, Prosecutor Nathan Wade, had to step aside, criticizing their judgment but finding the relationship had not created a conflict of interest. The appeal could delay the former president's case as he faces three other criminal prosecutions amid another White House run. He and 14 co-defendants have pleaded not guilty to charges stemming from what prosecutors call a scheme to overturn his 2020 election loss in Georgia. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Doctors in Arizona had to amputate several of a young girl's limbs after she mysteriously contracted a deadly bacterial infection. The family of Victoria Paston Morales says she has had eight surgeries in 2 weeks after being diagnosed with Group A streptococcus. Russian President Vladimir Putin, after winning re-election Sunday, says he plans to create a buffer zone inside Ukraine to help protect against attacks. A senior Ukrainian official says that's a clear sign Moscow wants to escalate the war. The prime minister of Estonia, Kaja Kallas, tells Fox News that American aid is key to helping stop Putin.
If U.S. is not backing Ukraine, then Russia will win. And then Russia's friends, China, Iran, North Korea, are the ones who are actually the leaders of the world. And we don't want that world.
And no winner on Monday night's Powerball jackpot. So Wednesday's grand prize will be worth at least $687 million. The bigger Mega Millions on Tuesday night is worth an estimated $875 million. I'm Carmen Roberts. And this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.